Dear colleagues, this presentation has been recorded at the International Agency for Research on Cancer on behalf of Dr. Sastry, who is extremely sorry that he is unable to be physically present in this beautiful country and enjoy your beautiful company. He is, however, thankful to Dr. Cesar Santiago Pineda and the organizers for giving him the opportunity of making a presentation through the audiovisual media. In the next 15 to 20 minutes, the status and evidence of cervical cancer in India will be presented. A quarter of the global burden of cervical cancer is experienced in India. There are about 126,000 new cases and 71,000 deaths annually. The frequency ranges from 15 to 50% of all female cancers in different parts of the country. The age-adjusted incidence rates range from 17 to 55 per 100,000 women, and the disease risk is particularly high in rural areas. Over 70% of the cases present in advanced stages of 2B and above. There are no organized screening programs in India. Cytology-based screening programs with frequently repeated screening rounds are not feasible in India due to the cost, inadequate infrastructure, an inadequate number of trained people, and logistical difficulties. Under these circumstances, defining suitable alternative strategies is an urgent priority. Several studies in India have addressed the following screening tests: downstaging or unaided visual inspection without application of any solutions like acetic acid or leucoxidin, then visual inspection with dilute acetic acid, which is VIA, magnified VIA, otherwise VIAM, visual inspection with leucoxidin, HPV testing by hybrid capture 2, and low intensity cytology. The results from several cross-sectional studies, many of them carried out in India, gives very useful information on the accuracy of different cervical cancer screening tests. Cervical cytology had a sensitivity, average sensitivity around 58% and specificity around 95% to detect high-grade disease and invasive cervical cancer. HPV testing with hybrid capture 2 had an average sensitivity around 67% and 94% specificity in the Indian studies. Visual inspection with acetic acid had an average sensitivity around 77% and a specificity around 86%. Magnification actually did not improve the test performance of VIA. Visual inspection with leucoxidin demonstrated an average sensitivity of 92% and specificity of 85%. In fact, the sensitivity of VILI was significantly higher than that of cervical cytology or visual inspection with acetic acid or HPV testing in the Indian studies. Of course, combining both the visual inspection tests improved either the sensitivity or the specificity depending upon how the test positive results were interpreted. If both the tests were considered as positive tests and the overall outcome is scored as test positive, then the specificity improved to around 89% and the sensitivity around 79%. If one considers test positivity as either one of the tests are positive, then the sensitivity is around 94% and specificity is around 81%. The results from studies in India also show that satisfactory cure rates can be achieved with cryotherapy in the treatment of histologically confirmed CIN. For CIN1, the cure rates were around 90%, and for CIN2 to 3, around 79%. With LEAP, the cure rates were around 96% for CIN1 and 86% for CIN2 to 3. Now I would briefly discuss the screening studies at the Tata Memorial Hospital in Mumbai, India. Tata Memorial Hospital is the major cancer hospital in the country, and it has an extensive program in areas of early diagnosis, prevention, treatment, and basic research. In the case of cervical cancer screening, we have 4 programs ongoing at the moment. There is an urban outreach program in Mumbai, supported by the National Institutes of Health, USA, which involves around 152,000 women randomized to screening or no screening, and 3 rounds of visual screening have been completed for among half of the women by April 2005. Then we have a cross-sectional study which evaluates the test characteristics of different screening approaches. Then we are one of the major partners in the randomized intervention trial comparing the outcomes of comparative outcomes of screening with BIA or HPV testing or cervical cytology as compared to a control group of women in Usmanabad district in India, in collaboration with the International Agency for Research on Cancer and the Nagvisad Memorial Cancer Hospital. We have another rural outreach program which involves 2 districts in Maharashtra state. This is a routine program where we are implementing cervical screening as a health service based program based on what we have learned with our other experimental interventional studies. The next few slides will show you the project areas in the city of Mumbai in Maharashtra, India. This is typically one of the slum areas we walk, and for the different randomization schemes we will use barriers like drainage pipes or water pipes to segregate areas into different clusters. This is a map of Mumbai city with the shaded areas showing the areas under our cervical cancer screening project. This is a picture of one of the slums in Mumbai where we conduct our screening programs. They are thickly populated but organized in several civic activities. The first step that we take before planning our activities is to make a schematic map of the area where we are walking, where health workers visit, and then map down the streets, lanes, and where the hutments are placed, so that it is possible for us to identify people and then bring them back for services and then get back to defaulters. So these maps are very helpful in our routine work. In order to achieve high participation rates, we have realized that health education and awareness creation is important, and our social workers visit the residential areas where we work and address women and other family members on cervical cancer screening and its importance. In most of our studies and programs, the screening clinics are organized in the locality, mostly in public schools or in public buildings. So this is an example of a screening clinic organized in one of the local schools. Okay. The study involves around 142,000 women clustered in 52 primary health centers. Randomization is by clusters. 13 clusters are randomized to each of the study arms. So in the VA arm, there are 13 clusters and 35,000 women. In the cytology group, 13 clusters and 35,000 women. And in the HPV arm, again, there are 35,000 women in 13 clusters. And in the control group, around 35,000 women in 13 clusters. A single round of screening in the three intervention arms have been completed. 72% of the women in the VA arm accepted screening. The test positivity rate was 14%. In the cytology group, 73% participated in screening, and the test positivity rate defined at the ASCS threshold was 7%. And in the HPV arm, 70% participated in screening. The test positivity rate was 10%. And if you look into the detection rates of CIN 2 to 3 or invasive cancer in the three arms, the detection rates are similar. 1% in the VA arm, 1.3% in the cytology group, and 1.1% in the HPV group were detected with either CIN 2 or 3 or invasive cancer. This means for every 100 women screened with VIA or cytology or HPV testing, one woman is detected with either with a high-grade precancerous lesion or invasive cervical cancer. In summary, the detection rates were similar across the arms, and there are no statistically significant differences in the detection rates. We have recently initiated a comprehensive screening program in two districts in Maharashtra state as a demonstration program. This project involves oral, cervical, and breast cancer screening. And cervix cancer screening is carried out by using visual inspection with acetic acid and visual inspection with Lugol-Cidin. This is based on our experience in the cross-sectional studies and the randomized intervention trials in Mumbai and in Usmanabad district. The project has been recently initiated and it is continuing, and we expect to invite approximately 500,000 target women over the next 3 years. An information system has been organized in collaboration with IARC, which will provide information on participation, test positivity rates, detection rates of lesions, treatment rates, and ultimately this will help us to evaluate the program in terms of reduction in mortality from cervical, oral, and breast cancers. The Tata Memorial Hospital has a major role to play in human resources development. We provide a lot of importance for human resources, and we initiate, organize, and participate in several training activities to generate human resources in cervical cancer screening. On the basis of current evidence from Indian studies, we conclude that visual tests like VIA and VILI have good sensitivity and can be used as primary screening or triaging tools if the screen positives can be followed up with cytology or HPV testing to complete the screening process. One should, however, bear in mind that visual screening tests depend heavily on training and skills of the test providers, and hence the test characteristics can vary significantly in different situations and with different levels of test providers. We emphasize close monitoring of programs based on visual screening, and we also emphasize the importance of adequately training providers, monitoring them, and providing them reorientation and retraining at periodic intervals. This is the Gateway of India in Mumbai, which was constructed in 1924. To receive King George, who coronated himself as Emperor of India. Thank you for your kind attention.